Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Victims of abuse often seethe with rage at their abusers. Their sense of violation cries out for revenge. But these victims abuse themselves further if they fail to forgive those who have wronged them. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer comes again to speak on the hurt and healing of abuse.
And so Jesus Christ invites us today to receive forgiveness. And someone has well said that forgiveness, first of all, it's the key to God and me. Forgiveness is the key between me and you and between me and me. You can't go on in life and be able to function properly as long as there is long-standing bitterness in your heart that you will not give up. And what the Bible is saying is that just as Jesus has forgiven us and cleansed us and we receive it, in the same way we offer forgiveness to people even if there's no possibility of reconciliation. Your abuser may be dead. Your abuser may not be interested in any kind of reconciliation because he's denying the abuse, as most abusers do. Someone has said this: the man I hate may be many miles from my bedroom, but more cruel than any slave driver, he whips my thoughts into such a frenzy that my inner spring mattress becomes a rack of torture. The lowliest of serfs can sleep, but not I. I really must acknowledge the fact that I am a slave to every man on whom I pour the vials of my wrath. God says to you and to me that what we need to do is to give it up and to recognize that giving up our anger is something that is difficult, but it is a choice we must make. If we want to accept the promise that God has given to us in His Word, that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, part of that healing has to do with forgiveness. So what we do is we ask the Lord to forgive us. And if you've not come to Jesus Christ, again, I invite you to do that. We invite God to come into our lives. And then what we do is we choose to forgive and to leave it all behind. And then what we have to do is to accept God's forgiveness. Always remember this: the issue is never the greatness of our sin. The issue is the wonder of the righteousness that God applies to any one of us, whether abused or abusers. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is applied to us. And as we begin to open our lives to the Lord, that healing ministry begins. I opened this message by telling you about a prayer meeting that we had last Wednesday, and what we want to do is to give you an opportunity to do that today, because at the end of this message, I'm going to be giving an invitation, as I mentioned, and Rebecca and I will be here, and we're going to have counselors, because I want you to experience the kind of freedom and the kind of prayers that enables you to pray with someone else to find God's grace and God's healing in your life. You know, the Bible says regarding Jesus, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed, because He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Now, many people interpret that to be physical healing. Of course, there's healing in the atonement in the sense that eventually, when we are redeemed, we're going to be fully healed, and won't that be a wonderful day when finally the healing is complete? But at the same time, it definitely involves spiritual healing, because the Bible, particularly in the Psalms, talks about, Lord, heal my soul. So I want you to realize today that God is available for your soul to be healed. And he can do that in your life. In one of the things I wrote, I said this. In a seminary classroom, a professor, whom we will call Brother Smith, was known for his elaborate object lessons. This day was no exception. On the wall, he placed a big target, and on a nearby table were many darts. Brother Smith told the students to draw a picture of someone they disliked or someone they actually hated. Then he would allow them to throw darts at that person's picture. One lady drew a picture of a girl who had stolen her boyfriend. Another drew a picture of a man who had mistreated her and lied to her. All the students found someone they hated and did so very quickly. For some, the challenge was to choose just one among many. Who shall I draw? The class lined up and began throwing darts with much laughter and hilarity. Some of the students threw their darts with such force that their targets were being ripped apart and ripping the target apart. Just then, Brother Smith interrupted the students and removed the target from the wall, and underneath the target was a picture of Jesus. A hush fell over the room as each student viewed the mangled picture of Jesus. Holes and jagged marks covered his face. His eyes were pierced out. Brother Smith said simply, "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me." No other words were necessary as tears filled the eyes of the students. They could not take their eyes off the picture of Jesus. Even after the bell, they sat in their seats until one slowly left and then another. Because every dart you throw at your wife, your husband, a friend, an abuser, lands in the heart of Jesus. We will never deal with the roots of rage unless we know the meaning of forgiveness, and we will never deal with those roots until we know the meaning of acceptance, and we'll never be free until we know the wonder of Jesus. You say, "Oh, Pastor Lutzer, how do I know that I'm healed?" That's a very good question. You know that you are healed or in the process of being healed when you begin to see that God has a purpose even in your abuse, though doesn't justify the abuser. God will deal with him. But God begins to use it in our lives, and it begins to work for us rather than against us. I've met many people who, because of their experience, are able to connect with people in ways that I can't connect with because I was brought up, thankfully, in a non-abusive home. But God is able to use even that evil for good. He used evil for good in the case of Jesus. He was abused, shamefully abused, because he was perfect. And in the midst of all of that abuse, he dies on the cross and purchases redemption as a reminder of the fact that for the believer who opens his life to God, no part of our past experience is ever lost. Do you believe that? Can you trust God for that? I'm saying this as clearly as I can. Whatever we do not forgive, we transmit, we pass on. And if you do not allow God to transform you, you will indeed transmit whatever issue there is in your life. And that's why I invite you today to respond to an invitation for special prayer. In a moment, we're going to be singing together, and when that happens, you can stand up and you can come. As I mentioned, Rebecca and I are going to be here. We have more prayer partners today. I don't know how many we will use, but our intention is to pray for you. These counselors, I should not call them counselors, these prayer partners are not specific counselors. They are prayer partners. If you need further help, they can perhaps connect you with other ministries and other opportunities. But we're only here to lift one another up in prayer. We're just a family saying, who's hurting? Come and receive prayer today, because these people, these prayer partners, would love to meet you, connect with you, and lift you to the throne of God. We have prayed that this would be a healing moment for many people. And however imperfectly the message went forth today, I believe that God is working in your life. Would you join me as we pray together? Father, we still cleave to the promise that says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Today, Father, I pray that as many wounds would be opened, that you might heal them all through your grace, through your power, and through the prayers of your people. Help this to be an important moment for many who say, I need a special prayer, that they might be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. And when I gave the invitation here at the Moody Church, many people responded to it. This is Pastor Lutzer. What a great opportunity it is for us to be able to share the Word of God with you as well, because of the ministry of Running to Win. I have no doubt that today's message touched the lives of thousands, because abuse seems to be everywhere. But there is also God's grace, and that's what I want to point you to today. And in a moment, I'm going to be praying right now. I'm going to be praying for you. I trust that as a result of this message and the Spirit's work in your heart, that you've come to the place where you are crying out to the Lord for his help and for his blessing. Let me pray for you now. Father, I want to pray for all those who listen to this ministry. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you might work very graciously in their hearts. I think, for example, of the woman who listened who perhaps was abused as a child, maybe even by a relative. Would you, Father, bring healing and hope to her, wholeness? I think, Father, of those who are listening who perhaps have been very insensitive parents, perhaps even abusers. Would you help them to confront the reality of what it is that they have done, so that they can respond to you in repentance and faith and honesty, and yes, with the courage to make things right? Lord, our families are in need, and we don't believe that you are simply standing by, but that you want to intervene in the lives of all those who are crying to you at this moment for help. Answer this prayer, O Lord God, because it is being prayed in the blessed name of Jesus, our Savior, our King, and our Lord. In his name I pray. Amen. Now, friends, in a moment, Dave is going to be sharing with you some very important information. It's our desire that many, many lives be affected as a result of God's holy word.
Today, Erwin Lutzer wrapped up The Hurt and Healing of Abuse, another message in a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss The Power of Praying Parents. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.